Well, it's time for messages received, and we're going to the one that travelled the furthest first. Sister Azra and Matthew, is the microphone guy, so you won't have to walk up.
I spoke with my parents, Brother Aaron and Sister Ann Key Michael, the other day from Chicago, Illinois, in the United States, and they all send their special love.
I would like to give a testimony to all the brethren here that it's been Ray and my privilege to circumnavigate the world four times in the last 4 years. And the special privilege that we had of attending the International Convention representing 17 nations and at least about five continents. And the brethren, the theme of the convention was the eagle's wings. And I tell you, it was one of the most uplifting international conventions that we have attended. The love was sent from the brethren from there, all the various countries. We spent time in England, a week at their convention there. Again, the brethren sent their love to all the brethren here in Australia. They feel the bond that ties us from around the world. And then we had the privilege of being in Florida and Detroit and in the Portland and Seattle area for a couple months. And the brethren all there send their love. It was so wonderful to be at the International Convention and then again see them in their homes. And our experience of being able to serve the brethren, it says, blessing thou... And blessing others, we will be blessed. And that has been really about edifying, as we said, to edify another and build one another up in this most holy faith. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Sue. Sister Melinda.
Yes, I would like to pass on the Nambu class love. The usual attendees, unfortunately, this year couldn't be here, like Brother Greg, Dad, Brother Henry, and Mom, Sister Margaret, they're sending their special love, and they're also sending their greetings from in Psalm 46, the first three verses. If it's possible, the King James Version, I haven't got that one. But I could read, I got the New World Translation. God is for us a refuge and strength, a help that is readily to be found during distress. That is why we shall not fear, though the earth undergo change, and though the mountains stutter into the heart of the vast sea, though its waters be boisterous from foam over, though the mountains rock as its uproar. So that they're thinking of you, and they really would love to be there. But, you know, age and health sometimes doesn't permit. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister.
I forgot. My parents from Romania, they're sending their love and they of all the brethren here. Thank you.
Thank you. Sister Dorothy.
The brothers and sisters in Adelaide send their warm Christian love to everyone. And they would like you to look at John 16 and 27. For the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. Thank you.
Brother David, while you're coming up this way, thank you.
Sister Lydia Vitko rang us before we came up here and said to send Christian love from her whole family. That's from our Polish Ecclesia. And also we spoke with Mirka's dad last night, and Sister Mirka's dad, which is Brother Skoczylas, and so him and Sister Skoczylas from Bielsko-Biało in Poland send her Christian love to all the brethren. Thanks.
Brother Darrell, thank you.
Brother Russell Collins and Sister Joan Collins wish to bring their Christian love. They are finding a little bit old these days, I said, what's the reason why you're not coming, Dad? He said, oh, it's just a little bit of a struggle now. So please remember them in your prayers. And while you're praying, please remember Brother Harry Shellcross, who is quite seriously ill at the moment, in your prayers. The brethren at Bayswater South would like to send a message. It's Romans 5, 1 and 2, which reads, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. I spoke with Brethren Szatyński from Kraków, from Poland, and I told them that I am going for the convention, that I told me, give the heart, love, Christian love for the brethren we sent. Next one, Brethren Miksa from Mountain City, Zakopane, also is sending Christian love for you, brethren.
Brother Les, Brother Adam.
Yeah, like Sister Sue, I didn't travel around the world, but I spent a decent time over in Europe and mainly Ukraine and in Poland. And Brother Andrew Wabida, who's from the Lviv class in the Ukraine, and the brethren there all send their warm Christian love and blessings to this convention. Also, Brother Jan Knop from Białogard, also in Poland, sends his warm Christian love, as does some brethren that were here previously in years, Brother Carlton and Sister Catherine Chandler, as well as Brother Ken Furnetz and Sister Carm Furnetz from Vernon, send their love. Sister Marjorie Hagensick from the Chicago class passes a love to the brethren, as does Brother Lynn Grice. And also my wife, Sister Margaret, passes a love. Thank you.
Thank you. Brother Graham, while you're going over to there, spoke to Brother Alan and Sister Donna Ellis, and they sent their love to the convention as well. They wish they could be here. They've been a few times, but they've got past that travelling. Thanks.
I'll stand up so I can see you. This is quite a long message from Sister Mary Grudzian, whom you know has been here many, many years. As long as I've been with the Bible student movement in Australia, I think she's been going to conventions, and this year she's not able to be here. So it's a quite a long message, but I believe because of her long standing, it's worth taking the time. This is Mikolai writing for Sister Mary. Mum wishes to send her love and greetings. Me too. We just returned from our road trip in Poland. Right now we are in Scotland, in the home of Lucia and her husband. In all, we were in Poland for 2.5 months. We had a blessed time. We had the opportunity to visit many different ecclesias, and Mum was able to meet many brethren who remembered her from her youth. For me, it was a time of discovering my roots. It has been a very positive experience for me, and as a result, I have decided to settle in Poland and make a life there. You're not coming back to Australia. Mum is very happy to be with me and also to live in Poland again after all these years, almost 50 years. The travelling has been a blessing, and we fear our Heavenly Father's guidance and overruling. We make plans, but in Him we must trust. Mum does miss her life in Australia, but as it has turned out, we are back in Europe, and both my sister and I can help in taking care of Mum's needs at this time. The onset of years is never easy. In Poland, I have the opportunity to do some work with the old house my grandfather built back in the 1920s. I need to do some major work to prepare a good roof over our head, and I plan to do this in 2015. In the meantime, we will have a place to live with Mum's family and brethren. I will keep you posted on how things develop, but thinking ahead to 2016, the International Convention will be on again, and just in case we are you're thinking of coming, we'll welcome you. Mum in particular would like to send a message of love to the upcoming Melbourne Convention, which he attended regularly. I join in sending love and greetings as well. Here are Mum's selections. Numbers 6, 24 to 26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 to 5. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds in Christ. We are sending all our Christian love to all brethren in our heart and mind, who will be with you during the convention. God be with you. And she's asked if we can sing BSH number 432.
All right. We've got Brother Barry.
From Perth, Rowena, Sister Rowena, and Brother Gavin and Craig and Sarah send their Christian loves to each and every one. They're unable to be here. And they've chosen Psalm 66, 1 to 4. And I'll read it from the New King James Version. Make a joy, shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honour of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. Shalom. Thank you.
Yeah, Brother Colin.
Yes, I'd like to just pass on the messages of love we received from England, from Irene Webb, my sister-in-law, and also my brother-in-law and his wife, Peter and Julia Webb, who are from Yeovil. Those that have written to them also very much thank them for their thoughts and prayers. Thank you.
Yes, thanks, Brother Joe.
Warm Christian love from France. Brother and Sister Malina, they send their love. And also from my mother-in-law, Sister Shropinska, and my father, Stanisław Czałka. They would like to send their love to you all, brethren, here.
All right. We will have another opportunity for messages for those that haven't collected them.